The phrases we're gonna learn is 所有的 and 都 The both means all. But 所有的 means all and must use to modify a noun. Example of this in English is all dogs bark. When 所有的 is used at the beginning of the sentence, 都 should be inserted before the verb in the same sentence.For example, 所有的 dogs 都 bark means all dogs bark. Using 所有的 puts emphasis on the noun in the, that is precede. If the emphasis is merely on the verb of the sentence, then 所有的 can be dropped from the sentence, and 都 can be used alone in front of the verb. The difference is the same as if we sayAll people should worship Jehovah, or people should all worship Jehovah. For examples, those two gentlemen both study the Bible.
那两个先生都学圣经。
Both study, 都学圣经。都 in front of verb, 学。The second one.All people should worship Jehovah. Emphasize all people.
所有的人都应该崇拜耶和华。
All, 所有的 is in front of a 人, verb, noun, 人, and insert 都 in front of verb, 应该。
所有的人都应该 worship Jehovah.
And listen to this sentence. All people love Jehovah.
都人爱耶和华。
What's wrong with this sentence?
都人爱耶和华。
The wrong is the using of 都. It should be 所有的。Because 人 is a noun, 都cannot be used to modify a noun. So it should be
所有的人都爱耶和华。
都 is in front of the verb 爱，所有的 in front of 人 to describe the noun. And next one is another point. 都 and 所有的 both mean all.But 都 has more uses than 所有的。都 can also mean both, referring to two of something. It can also mean not all, 不都 or neither, 都不 when used before a verb in the negative. For example, neither brother Li nor brother Wang like coffee.
李弟兄跟王弟兄都不喜欢咖啡。
Negative, 都不喜欢咖啡。都不 is in front of the verb.
喜欢。So, 李弟兄跟王弟兄都不喜欢咖啡。
Next sentence. No Jehovah's Witnesses should take drugs.
耶和华见证人都不应该吸毒。
So,都不 negative 应该 in front of the verb 应该都不应该吸毒
耶和华见证人都不应该吸毒
Next two sentences will be for you to translate as a homework and we'll just read it
所有的人都需要上帝的王国，王国，上帝的王国，都需要上帝的王国。所有的人都需要上帝的王国。
The last one.
耶和华爱所有人，人，所有人，爱所有人。耶和华 爱所有人。
And the scripture John 6:42,
约翰福音六章四十二节，这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父亲我们不都认识吗？耶稣吗？儿子耶稣吗？约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？认识吗？不都认识吗？我们不都认识吗？他的父亲我们不都认识吗？这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父亲我们不都认识吗？